everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk today about beef demand. I know that the goal of the beef checkoff is to improve beef demand for producers. How does that happen?
Absolutely. The Beef It's What's for Dinner brand showcases beef's superior taste, nutrition, and quality. A $5 million consumer advertising budget allows the Beef It's What's for Dinner brand to reach more consumers than ever before, particularly online. Online marketing is critical today because consumers are spending the majority of their time using digital resources. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is a contractor to the beef checkoff, directs consumers to the Beef It's What's for Dinner website whenever an individual is searching for information about beef. This ensures consumers are obtaining the most accurate information about beef in their diets. And what I find exciting is since October of 2017, the website has garnered more than 15 million visitors.
Go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner to learn more about your beef checkoff.
Well, the only livestock contract standing tall and reading green being feeder cattle today, it's fair to say that it's not been a great day for livestock trade here on Thursday. Box beef cutout values today mixed with pork cut values strong. Cash cattle yet to trade and asking prices still higher than last week, indicating that feeders plan to stick their heels in the ground. Corn prices, meanwhile, dwindled today. And live cattle, the December contract on Thursday opened at 108.45 and has since given up 5 cents to 108.40. As the board shows signs of mixed direction, packers see this as a perfect opportunity to place some countryside bids. Bids of $161 to $162 have been placed in Nebraska, and bids of $100 have been established in Texas. It's doubtful that significant trade will take place until more time passes, and potentially not until sometime on Friday. Asking prices $104 to $105. Asking prices of $104 to $105 still stand in the south and $170 in the north. Box beef cutouts today were mixed, with choice down 73 cents at $213.90, select significantly up $1.10 at $190.93. Some active movement today of 71 total loads. Feeder cattle, meanwhile, taking a different route here on Thursday compared to other livestock contracts. October feeder cattle opened today at $142.50 and have since gained support and moved upward to $143.20. Depending on how the rest of the contracts trade this week will largely influence whether or not feeder cattle keep their upward movement. Meanwhile, in grains today, corn was 3 to 5 cents lower, with trade seeing some broader selling throughout the day's session. Soybeans were flat to 2 cents higher, with trade continuing the recent sideways pattern, trade firming again off the nearby support levels. Meal was $1 to $2 lower, and oil flat to 10 points higher. Finally, in wheat today, trade was 2 cents lower to 8 cents higher, with the Chicago wheat leading the day. Spring wheat, meanwhile, cooling off. The Kansas City-Chicago spread 75 cents, with choppy action continuing. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.